Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and I am your host this evening. And we are talking about 3 years have gone by since the shift of 12/20/2012. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and being a part of this evening. And happy winter solstice to all of you who celebrate the solstice, of course. There's a lot of traditions associated with Christmas and other holidays, and of course the winter solstice is connected to, you know, seeing that the sun dips below the horizon, and in the old cultures is to ensure a return of from the darkest of days. It's a great time in the quiet time of the year around the wheel of Yule, and so we celebrate a lot by bonfires burning. And I was just chatting with my aunt in Ohio, and most certainly there was a bonfire. She likes to have bonfires in her backyard area. They kind of live a little more out in the country, so it's permissible, of course, and it is a great thing to be able to have and to sit and reflect upon with the fire. There's a lot that comes from these honored traditions, and there is a great deal of information you can always get connected with if you go to certain publishings of metaphysical books like Llewellyn, which is a publishing company that a few people I know have connected with in their path of being writers, one of course being the great Anne Mora. I always say that she gets very the great Anne Mora, but she's great, you know, she's awesome, and she has a plethora of knowledge to every holiday and tradition from around the world pertaining to historical practices of old world religions and old time traditions. So she has a lot of information on her books. And of course, I do connect with her because I'm at that store in Sanford. It's called Luna Soul Esoterica. And you can look them up online as well. And then you'll see information about me and when I'm there, and then lots of information about Anne, and as well as others in some of her time-honored traditions she does at the shop. Also, I just spent a long day in Casadega yesterday and today. Yesterday was just, you know, a great time to be had by all. Our dear friend Dr. Thomas celebrated his 80th birthday, the big 80. So we're excited for that, and wished him a great happy birthday. He looks great, and many, many people were there. So let's see. I'm going to tune in, looking on our site here. Hold on. Our switchboard did a funny thing, so now I'm back on seeing everything on one small screen again, temporarily. So hang in there. So I'll be back out at the hotel after Christmas, but I will be before Christmas one more time at Luna Soul Esoterica. So just in case you didn't know, that's where I'll be. One last reading, set of readings for the year. So if you're interested, you know, please come out and see me and connect with the ladies at Luna Soul Esoterica. I invite you all to keep a lot of peace in this time of year. So I hope you'll do that and just kind of take this time for reflection and so on. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, We're going to take some calls. Our number here is 646-727-2585. We'll be right back. Belly dance, showtime for us all. Do shake our bellies and laugh with a bowl like a bowl full of jelly. And also to invoke laughter often. And laughter is important. Laughing is a high vibration, by the way. So it is important to shake things up and laugh at things and laugh at ourselves. Find something to laugh about. Stay positive. Stay focused. On keeping your sense of humor. I know it sounds weird to say stay focused on it, but some people kind of get into the, I'm just going to say it, the bitch and moan part of the season here. Every time someone hustles and bustles about and is impatient in line and starts yelling about, where is there another cashier? Can't they send another cashier? And very demanding, and you're thinking, we're all in line together. You might be in a hurry, but that's not our problem, and that's no one else's problem. And, you know, that's time for, as we were talking about the bonfires, it's also time when tempers flare up a little more, and unnecessarily, you know, sometimes people, we have a generation here, I'm going to just say it the way I see it, and I've witnessed it, the zombie nation, if you will, and it's like, you know, people, if you've got a young person in the workforce, you need to remind them of work ethics. I don't want to ever lose my cool with where I'm at, but I tell you this, there were no cell phones when I was young and working, serving the public. We just simply didn't, you know, we weren't even on a break phone anywhere talking to people. And it's like, now we've just kind of gotten accustomed to seeing people stop their work, their phone, and then, like, get back to the customer when it's convenient for them. So with that in mind, I just want everyone to start being a little more mindful that that's the kind of stuff that gets people upset, because they're expecting you to be doing your job, not checking your phone. Say, yeah, I acknowledge the flaw here, or what would normally make me really uptight and upset, but what's that going to accomplish? Is that going to fix everything just because you don't like it one day when you're in a little more of a hurry or you're a little seeing something that's unjust? And I mean, unless it's really unfair or really out of line, yes, of course, then you might want to bring it to someone's attention. But, and, you know, otherwise, let's just realize that it's usually just 5 minutes of our life. We can't ever get it back, but when we stir up and create problems even more, that's not really solving the issue. And there's always a better way to say what you got to say. when you're around a bonfire, sometimes people just talk about things and they let go. And one of the really neat things that we can do is, you know, yeah, we might air out our thoughts about things, but we're going to let it go. Let the higher powers take over. Give it to the creator, as they say. One of the other things that we were discussing, I was at a little meetup and people were discussing their way of celebrating Yule, their way of celebrating new traditions in old ways, or letting old tradition of the way you always did it and bringing in some other things, because sometimes holidays are painful. And I'm getting to this whole 2012 thing in a second, but they can remind us of things. And 3 years ago, I was in Mexico at 12/20/2012. We were there on a family occasion, which is now no longer going to be in that family. So it's kind of a letting go. And, you know, I convinced my family member who was going through this, and it was a wedding and a marriage, and now it's going to be a divorce. And, you know, I said, it's okay. You can let go. The sooner you let go, the quicker you will start healing, and the more you have to offer yourself back again in life. And when I was there, we were in Mexico. So we were in Cozumel, so I went to the Mayan ruins. And I let go, all right. I was in severe pain. I had leg issues, knee issues. They were talking about surgery. And I went on this family outing because it was important. And so we did a little playtime after, and I did experience that connection with the oldest runes. And I felt the earth move, the shifting of the earth. I know it sounds weird. Not everybody can say they felt the earth move. But I felt it move. I felt it shift. I brought my crystals with me and brought them to one of the temples and did this little ritual. And sure enough, when I came home, I was healed. My knee, I walked without a cane. It was amazing, and I'm so grateful. But I also know that we have got to take care of business with our planet, with our Earth, and how much shifting has we all done to do anything about healing the Earth. And I look back 3 years from now, 3 years ago into now, and around the holidays, and I think we've made major shifts. When we lose people in our lives and marriages end and such, we've got to find a new tradition, a new way to be focused on happiness and on joy. I've got a caller in the 618, and I'm going to take your call right now. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Lou. Hi.
I'm Kevin.
Well, Kevin, you have a very radio voice, Kevin. Thank you for calling
the
show.
I'm also listening in chat, too. So you have a great voice and very comforting voice that is one that gives me sort of like a sensation of peace, right? To where it's like, you know, I come and sit in a place where I can listen to you and I know that I can have hope.
Well, that's blessings. And thank you. So what are you doing during this winter solstice and holiday time and Yule and such?
I'm waiting for inspiration.
Okay. You know, of course, this being a turnaround, the quiet time of the year, and a time just to do reflection, and that, you know, sometimes that's helpful, just to be very, very quiet and just listen and go within.
Mm.
And then you find it.
But the problem is that, you know, if you sit too long and listen, you end up turning into a moon. Right? Where it's just, you know, there's no life, and that you end up having a cohabitant that has more life than you do, like the Earth related to the moon, if you see what I'm saying. And I'm struggling with that. I'm struggling with that, where I feel like I'm the moon and I'm not the Earth. The moon, you know, influences the life on the Earth, but
mm-hmm.
There's no life on the moon. And that's how I feel like I am right now, and I need some help with that.
Okay. Kevin, when's your birthday?
4/8/61.
Okay. It's interesting. I sat with a few Aries people today. So do you ever feel like, are you feeling, right at this time, actually, are you feeling like you go through some introspection, like conflict of where you're at in your life?
Yes, and are we all in the same quandary? Like, it's like, you know, Aries need to be having their butts kicked right now because of X, Y, or Z things that they've been missing out on?
I just kind of, you know, we have astrologers in Casadega, and one of my friends that I work with at the hotel does astrology,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about a lot of planetary aspects in the signs, and a lot of the fire signs right now truly are just kind of going through a is life passing me by attitude, and what do I need to do or reflect upon to alter my life energy right now?
Yeah.
And sometimes
if I could
really
just add, I feel like I'm sitting at the bus station and that my bus comes into the bus station, but it never stops. It keeps going and doesn't let me get on board.
Okay. Well, you know, participation in that respect, Kevin, and retrospectfully, this is what they call your year is a 2-year. It's a vibration of you making the connection. So at some point, you know, you got to come back to Earth and just realize that you are an integral part of it. So you got to make your connection and start plugging into where you need to be. And start letting, you know, realizing that, yeah, you might be in a super conscious kind of state, but there you also are an active part of what's happening now in the Earth shift.
What's your sign, if I can ask really quickly? What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What's your ascendant?
I'm Cancer with Capricorn rising, and the ascending is in Virgo.
I love the Capricorn rising aspect of that. That's brilliant. So I have many friends who are Capricorns, and they're always helpful. So I'm open to whatever your suggestions are. As an Aries, right, with Virgo rising, that I'm a person that is like, okay, you got a problem? I will be the one that will fix it. There might be a few things that might be lost, but hey, you know, stuff happens.
Well, you know, it's you know, it sounds like you have like, well, you have to take chances. So in that same respect of being grounded but taking chances, you definitely sound like you need to just start plugging back in and moving forward, leaping forward. Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little static on my end. Just a second.
Sure, go ahead. Take your time.
Kevin, we lost you. I'm sorry. And it just did a little flash on my screen, and boom. And please don't be offended. You may always call back into the show. All right, in the meantime, we're going to take another call on the 910. Sorry about that, Kevin. Sometimes these things happen. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Carrie. How are you doing?
I am well, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, dear. What can I do for you? How can I be of service?
Well, this is the first time I've called into your show, and I've enjoyed listening to it. I'm just very interested in what is actually shifting for me at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're talking about love, 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 love. They keep saying love all around you.
Oh,
so,
well, that's a good thing.
Have you decided to kind of let go of old thoughts around love and around certain connections? And I always say relationships in a huge way, not just one way, but in many, many kinds of relationships. And if you love what you do what you love. If you love the circle of people you're around, or you're struggling with that circle. What is it you love the most in your life, and so on. So I keep getting the bubbles of love around you, and it's sort of like a reminder of like I'm responsible for the energy I put out there with my relations. So that's kind of what I'm pulling. And with this push right now, the solstice and being quiet and so on, my biggest thing is, like, that you go within and you start sort of taking a personal inventory of what has been working at a minimal functioning level versus what has been not working at all and what you desire to have about something new in 2016. You know, where can we pull this energy out of? What can we release? Because really the winter solstice is a quiet time and it's about letting go of a lot of things, the release.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel really overwhelmed and full at this point. So it is time to do that. And I feel that. So thank you for giving me that insight there and the validation that you have felt too, because I do have love around me. I love so many people and so many things, and I love what I do. And, you know, I think it's just getting that healthy balance, you know, when you do.
It truly can be that, just going within, going, hey, you know, I got to watch. I can't just tilt one way forever and ever and ever and then feel good about everything else. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
you have to say yes.
I know.
You have to say yes to you, and you have to say yes to the balance in your life. And sometimes that's really a struggle for us, especially when it comes to this time of the year where people are in such a mad rush, they're in such a hurry, they're pushy and they drive a little crazier, and they're just, everybody's in anxious, panicky mode, and they're not going to get enough stuff ready by the holidays. And really, we have to let go and say, you know what, this does not affect me. This is their energy, their panicky energy, just like other times of the year with your circle of people and situations that you don't have control over other people's emotions or energies. And your main thing is to stay in a love vibration. So you're really like a balance. You're like a true balancing being for others to be with.
Oh, well, thank you. I try to. I live in a house with four Sagittarius, and I'm a Sagittarius, and so is my puppy dog. So,
fire.
All born in the same week. Yeah. A lot of fire. Yeah,
yeah.
But the balance is a challenge sometimes. But, yeah, I can, if I sit quietly and just be in the now, then it's easier for me, you know, and not get caught up in everything else. So, yeah.
I hear you.
I know.
Well, I wish you all the blessings in the world with that kind of fire energy and so on. But yeah, and you know, I just feel like you just gotta. Sometimes that fire is all about the heat and the passion and the joy and the happiness too. It's like, you know, a lot of intensity. So
yes, it is.
Be grateful that it's not a dull household.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
well, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for calling into the show. Please feel free to call back again. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, thank you. And you have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. What the? See, it jumped again. Come back, Shiva. Come back. Our friend, I think Kevin, was just back, and we missed him. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. Maybe when we come back, we'll reconnect. And in the time being, get your pen and paper out or your notes for the calendar as we speak about the month of January, because it's just around the corner, and exciting things that are going to be turning in. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and I'm your host this evening, or hostess, whatever you'd like to say, mistress of ceremonies. We're talking about the shifts from 2012 until this present moment, and how some people may realize they're going through or blazing through at this time a huge shift on a personal level. The past 3 years have opened up a lot of, taken a lot of awakenings for people, opened a lot of their other eyes and realizing what is vital and what is real and what is not real. What we see is the glamour, the illusion of society, what we all think we have to have, we can't live without, and what is our status and how important is it, and what are we doing to really take charge in our life to make a difference in our world, our circle of people? Have we helped others? Have we been of service to someone that we want nothing from, just as a gift of assistance? Have we done anything to change our health habits? And what about our attitudes? How do we deal with relationships? And it's all kinds of relationships. As I was discussing with our last caller, just realizing that there's potential. Once you're hooked in with someone, you're always hooked in. So when I went to Cozumel, went to the ruins, I realized it was familiar ground. Sorry, familiar ground to me. I was reconnecting with an old time and cellular memory in my life. But there was great healing energy coming from that because I honored the needs of those who needed healing before me. It was really an experience to see it all. And I encourage you to do travel as much as you can and to share your gifts and to share your kindness to others. If you know anything about that area, it's a very depressed area in places. And, you know, people, they thrive on some tourism, just like here in Florida. We thrive on it. So speaking of Florida, I know we're still hanging on there. I'm back on the screen here with the switchboard. Speaking of Florida, the scheduling coming out, like I said, I have one more day of session work at Lunasoul. That's on Wednesday. So you may call and email me at info@venusandvelvet.com if you'd like a session worked in. I've got a couple slots open. We're just rounding out the year, New Year's Eve. Nothing huge, just kind of taking a chill this year, which is nice. So I'm going to just say blessings to you all. I'm going to click back on the screen one time to say hello and good evening and wishing you a happy holiday, Kevin.
Hello.
Yeah,
we got
you're back.
Sort of disconnected. We sort of got disconnected.
It flashed, and I went to touch, and you disappeared, but I apologize. But I do hope you have a wonderful holiday this weekend, and a great Christmas, and a great turn of the wheel.
Thank you.
For yourself, dear. And much peace to you. Many blessings.
And to you.
Thank you. Have a great night, dear.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you all for tuning in. My name is Toray. Please visit my Facebook page or find me on Instagram or Twitter, Psychic Toray. But I'd love to hear from you. Many blessings to you and all the brightest blessings on this Yule and this winter solstice, excuse me. And write down your new life. Get quiet and think about it. And we'll be here next week for you. Mm-hmm. Much love and light to you. Namaste.